response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Once again, good morning, everyone, or should I say great morning, because today is a great day to be a UB Bull. My name is Boone Ensor. I'm the Associate Athletic Director for Communications and Broadcasting. A bit of housekeeping before we get this program started. Once the speaker portion of today's program is over, we'll take some questions from the audience. There's a couple of fine gentlemen with some microphones out there, so if you have a question, we'd ask that you use that microphone so people in the room can hear you. And also people watching the web stream and on Facebook Live can also hear you as well. Today is a historic day for the University of Buffalo. In a little over 1 hour, our women's basketball team is going to load up on a bus, head down Interstate 90 to take part in the Sweet 16 portion of the NCAA Women's Tournament. But before we get to that, we have some excellent news to share here as well. And now it's my pleasure to introduce President Satish Tripathi. President.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. Earlier this year, we shared the news that Alan Green would be leaving UB to become the new athletic director at Auburn University. Alan Green had, there was a great article about him in the Seattle Times, actually yesterday, if you had time to read, and what he has done here and elsewhere. He was a great leader, did a great job here. And I'm also thankful to Kathy Twist, who has served as our interim AD for the past 2 months. Thank you, Kathy, for your leadership and your stamina. I know you were with me in Boise, and then you ran to Tallahassee, and thank you for your leadership and what you have done, and we appreciate it, actually. I also want to thank the two co-chairs for the search committee, John Dandies. John, thank you so much. And Beth Del Genio, my chief of staff. Thank you again, Beth. You really have been, both of you have been terrific, and also the whole search committee who did a quick and commitment in terms of their time and energy to find an athletic director. So thank you all, the committee members. I know you all had some job somewhere else, but you worked on it and you did a great job. So thank you. Because of the dedication of our entire athletics department, we are making great strides in our quest to position UB among the top tier of the nationally competitive athletic departments. In that quest, our Bulls have experienced some historic firsts that have excited UB, Western New York, and the whole country. Perhaps you have heard the news about our basketball teams. Perhaps, yeah. Last week, our men's team posted UB's first NCAA tournament win in school's history. I was there to watch the game, and I can tell you the 90% of the arena was supporting UB in that game. So, Coach, congratulations. And just 2 days ago, our women's team earned UB our first ever trip to Sweet 16. I have to be in California for the next 2 days, but I'm taking red eye to come to Albany on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to the game. These incredible success stories, along with many others, speak to our steady and strategic efforts to build a nationally competitive Division I program. That is why, through our national search, we set out to find a leader who could seize upon the momentum and help us rise to even greater heights. We were determined to find an individual who could advance UV's mission of excellence by ensuring that our athletics program competes with the nation's best. In short, this search has focused on finding the best of the best. Today, I'm pleased to announce that we have done just that. Out of a deep pool of first-rate candidates, a top contender has emerged as an ideal fit for UB. This candidate has demonstrated a keen awareness of the important role competitive intercollegiate athletics program play in the success of public university. He shares our conviction that a first-rate program prioritizes athletic excellence alongside academic excellence. He is firmly committed to providing a rewarding experience for our students, inspiring them to excel in all of their pursuits on and off the field of play. And he fully embraces our vision of excellence. From the outset of the search, we knew UB's new athletic director must have proven experience leading top Division I programs. And of critical importance, our new athletic director must have the expertise to help our program continue its upward trajectory and realize its full potential. I'm delighted to say that we have found the individual who fits that description to a T in UB's new athletic director, Mark Allnutt. Mark is an outstanding leader in intercollegiate athletics who possesses exactly the qualities needed to elevate our program to the next tier of excellence. His impressive athletic portfolio underscores the depth and diversity of his superb leadership within intercollegiate athletics. From his time as a letterman of the University of Missouri football team, where he played linebacker and tight end, to his 16-year professional career in NCAA Division I intercollegiate athletics, starting at his alma mater and continuing at Southeast Missouri State University, and most recently in his current role as Deputy Director of Athletics at the University of Memphis, where he has proven himself an effective and enthusiastic leader who has overseen tremendous growth and success. In getting to know Mark, we at UB have been impressed with his commitment to cultivating broad-based competitive excellence and developing student athletes for success on all fronts. I'm delighted that Mark and his family are excited to come to Buffalo, as we are to welcome them here. Mark is joined today by his wife, Kate, their four children, Jaron, Kinley, Mason, and Aiden, are watching from Memphis. I'm told that they might be out of class right now and watching it live, so we have to write a note to the teachers sometime. Please join me in welcoming our new athletic director and our newest UB Bull, Mark Allnutt. Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. What a historic day indeed. I'm just the appetizer here because the main thing is the women's basketball program headed to Albany to get another win. First time in the Sweet 16. What about that? Great, great, great. I'm so honored. I'm humbled to serve as Director of Athletics here at the University at Buffalo. First of all, I want to thank you, President Dr. Satish Tripathi, for your leadership, your role, your vision, not only for this great university, but also for the athletic department. John Dandies, just met you. I spent great time with you. The 45 minutes that we spent, felt like I've known you for a long time. I'll tell you that right now. And the great insight that you had, and I can't wait to come back and pick your brain and know more about this great, great community. Beth, I tell you, what a awesome leader you were in this search committee. You know, the people that you surrounded yourself with and the level of detail, the level of confidentiality. I mean, for to break about 15 minutes ago, I mean, holy cow, you guys do a great job here. You really do. You know, I also want to thank the rest of the search committee and also the support staff. Again, you did a phenomenal job. A few other thanks. Mike Alden, he's a former director of athletics at the University of Missouri. Great friend, great mentor. You know, he prepared me to be in front of this group, to be at the podium, to be prepared to be able to take this next step in my career and to lead an athletic department. So without him, I wouldn't be here. He's over in Vietnam right now with his wife, and we were able to communicate, you know, back and forth. And you know what? He's so proud of where I am right now, and I'm proud to be a great friend of his. Tom Bowen, the athletic director at the University of Memphis. You know, he's a phenomenal leader, you know, as well. Without his taking the chance on a guy that was an athletic director at a smaller FCS program, but, you know, he saw the vision that I had and how we meshed together, and he brought me on board a little over 2.5 years ago to do great things at the University of Memphis, to raise a phenomenal amount of money, to hire great people, and to be in a position where that's a national renowned program. So I want to thank, obviously, those two gentlemen as well. And last but not least, I can't thank my wife enough. First of all, to be able to put up with me all the years we've been together, but what support that I have from Kate, you know, for when this opportunity came about and I told her about this opportunity, you know, the first thing she said is, go for it, without even knowing, you know, where Buffalo was, without knowing what Buffalo is all about, but she knows my passion. She knows my passion when it comes to young people, okay, to educate and teach young people and make sure they have the best experience possible. And I'm talking about our student athletes. So she was on board from day one, and then came the houses. She kept sending me all these houses that we had to look at when I was up here. So I always appreciate that, Kate. And then again, the four kids, you know, Jaron, 16-year-old junior, my daughter Kinley, 13-year-old seventh grader, my son Mason, you know, he's 10-year-old fifth grader. You'll see him. He has big red hair. You can't miss him. Okay. Then also Aiden, our 6-year-old. You know, as Dr. Tripathi said, they're probably skipped out of class somewhere. They're, you know, these kids these days, they know their iPhones, so they're watching this press conference. So guys, I love you, and you know what? I can't wait to get back home tonight to be able to celebrate more, and then, you know, plan for you guys to be here. A little about me, you know, my background. You know, I was a football student athlete. You know, I was fortunate enough to play football at the University of Missouri. You know, I took the hard road. You know, the road that is traveled often, but a lot of times not completed. You know, I walked on a Division I football program, okay? And the work that was needed to be able to stay on that football team is a testament to why I'm here today. You know, when you come in and you know, you don't have a scholarship, but you're working harder than the scholarship student athletes, you know what? Coaches start to notice. So my second year, I earned a football scholarship. So I was a person who had an academic scholarship to go to the University of Missouri and had to set that aside to when I earned my football scholarship. And once I had that football scholarship, the ability to have an experience, and I'm going to talk about that today, the ability to have a first-class experience, which I had at the University of Missouri, was phenomenal. The opportunity to do things that I never thought I'd be able to do, to travel to places, to go to Boulder, Colorado, to go to College Station, Texas, to go to Norman, Oklahoma, to go to Morgantown, West Virginia, I mean, wherever the place might have been, you know, I would not have had that opportunity to do that. To do that with a group of people who I would never have met, you know, from all diverse backgrounds, from different levels of society, but, you know, we came together as a team to be able to form our duty and these relationships that you're able to keep. You know, I have three of my teammates right now, and Kate will tell you, we have a group text, and we talk all the time, and she sees me laughing. What are you laughing about now? Kate, you don't want to know what we're laughing about, but we're laughing about something. But again, those relationships that last a lifetime because of the opportunity that I had to play a collegiate sport, the opportunity that I had to use my athletic ability or sometimes lack of athletic ability to earn my degree from the University of Missouri, to motivate me even further to earn a second degree from the University of Missouri. So after I had that great experience. You know, I wanted to go back to the University of Missouri. I knew that I wanted to be involved with athletics. And the reason why I want to be involved in athletics, because in higher education, we're teachers, okay? We're educators, we're coaches, but we also are mentors. And so what I wanted to do, I wanted to mentor the people who were going to follow in my footsteps. You know, the young men at the time, and there's young women also, but as a football player, the young men, you know, who might not have had, you know, the background that I had coming up. The young men that come to a campus for the first time and they're wide-eyed and they're puzzled. And they don't know what the next step might be, to be able to show them the way. And for me, be able to have that opportunity to see growth in young people, that's something else. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here, to be able to create this first-class collegiate experience for our student-athletes. And what is that first-class collegiate experience? I'll tell you what it is. You know, first and foremost, is about academic excellence, okay? Those are the three values of having a first-class collegiate experience. Academic excellence. Student athletes are student first. Everyone has heard that. Everyone knows that. The great thing about being a student athlete, as I mentioned before, that, you know what, you have the God-given gift to play athletics at a higher level than high school. You have the ability to use that as a vehicle to earn your education. And shame on us. Shame on us as administrators. Shame on us as coaches to not see them through the journey of earning their degree. We're going to graduate our student athletes first and foremost. We're going to graduate our kids. Because when you do that, you know what? They get that important tool in their toolkit of life that's going to help them open doors to whatever possibilities there might be, whether they stay here in Buffalo and become productive citizens here in this community, or they go back home somewhere else. You know, we're going to prepare them to be the citizens that they need to be. Because at this level, not everyone can go pro. You guys have seen the commercials. We know the facts. We know the statistics. Not everyone can be pro, but we're going to prepare them to be outstanding citizens. And part of that is earning their degree. You know, I'm thrilled. When you do the research here at the University of Buffalo, when I was on the website, I was doing as much research as I could. I talked to so many people. The one thing that really stood out, and I love doing this. I love doing this at Memphis. I love doing this while I was at Southeast Missouri State University. I love doing this at Missouri, is when that release goes out at the end of the first semester, at the end of the second semester, and it's almost like a brag point. When you see that here at the University at Buffalo, where there's 12 consecutive semesters of the overall student athlete body having a 3.0 GPA or higher, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. And here's the great thing about that. That is. I'll let you take that call, sir. I'll let you take that call. There you go. But the phenomenal thing about that is this, okay? You know, when you have the opportunity to have coaches that are bought in the same direction, administrators, support staff, everyone bought in to be able to understand how important it is to achieve at a high level in the classroom and how important it is to earn that degree. So that's first and foremost. You know, we're going to be an institution, especially this institution, gosh, a Carnegie Research Institution, an AAU institution. I mean, this is a phenomenal, phenomenal first-class institution of higher learning, which we're so proud to be a part of. The social development piece of this first-class collegiate experience is very, very. I'm going to hand the mic over here. Okay. Okay, there we go. There we go. I like it. but the second part of this piece is the social development aspect. You know, young people come to college campuses, you know, 17, 18-year-old young men or women, and, you know, they think, you know, I have a 16-year-old. They think they know everything. I tell you what they do know. They do know how to operate an iPhone better than me, all right? They know how to operate an iPhone better than some people. Better than some people. I didn't want to go there. I was waiting on the crowd, okay? But I will say this. You know, it is, again, our duty to develop them socially. Again, like I mentioned, to prepare them for what life is after sports. And part of that is this. You know, teaching them the soft skills to be prepared to the position that I'm in, the ability to be able to write a resume, the ability to understand what the interview process is like, the ability to have that etiquette, you know, at the dinner table. You know, those type of soft skills, to be involved with campus and partner with campus when those career fairs, you know, come in, so they can get in front of these people with the appropriate dress and be able to present themselves in a manner that, you know what, they'll have a job at the University of Memphis. You know, we established a career fair just for student athletes. You know, we had 40 or so employers that came to our Hall of Fame and sat down in front of about 70 student athletes, our upperclassmen. And you know what? The feedback from both sides was phenomenal. To be able to get our kids in front of employers and vice versa, it was a great thing. In December, this past December, the University of Memphis, I know it's similar here at Buffalo, but I didn't have opportunity to research this. We had 27 young people graduate in December, okay? Let's talk about placement real quick. 24 of the 27 are either pursuing an advanced degree or they've started their career. Oh, you said, Mark, well, gosh, you just talked about 100% or everyone having some type of placement. Well, the three people that have not have a job or are not pursuing an advanced degree, those three were in Indianapolis last month as part of the NFL Combine, okay? So the placement level is something that we're going to be phenomenal here. So we have that social development piece where we prepare them for life after sport. But also part of that social development piece is I'm so excited to get in front of our SAC group. I want to know more about, you know, how involved we're in the community, how we give back to the community. You know, what are we doing with elementary schools? What are we doing with the nonprofits? What are we doing with the various community centers? Because, again, I talked about family, how important it is. Let me tell you about my six-year-old Aiden Miller Allnut. Okay, so Aiden Miller Allnut has seen Truman the Tiger, okay, Rowdy the Red Hawk, okay, Pouncer the Tiger, and pretty soon, I don't see him run around here, but Victor E. Bull, okay? So he's going to see all these mascots, but you know what? On his mind is the last one that he sees. So for us to be able to get out in the community, our student athletes, our coaches, and be involved in the community, be embedded in the community, that's going to be a great deal, because what's going to happen is, you know, kids like Aiden, my six-year-old, you know what? They're going to want to be involved. They're going to come to campus, okay? The thing also about young people, you know, there's everywhere you go, there's people who've never been on the college campus. That might live very close to the campus. Bring them to campus. You never know who you're going to touch. When they come to campus for the first time, they see how our student athletes operate. They see how our coaches and staff operate. But they also see how the general student body lives. They also see how faculty and staff care about our students. You never know when that light bulb is going to come on, and that kid now has a goal to become, you know, a college, to go to college. And that's part of our duty as an athletic department, to make sure that we're involved and we're telling the story of our department. So the social development piece. And the last piece is this: competitive success. All right, we're going to compete at a high level, okay? We're not going to hope, you know, all these planets are going to align, and you know what? We're going to do something. We are going to compete at the highest level. But first and foremost, we're going to do it the right way. We're not going to cut any corners. Okay, we're going to be as compliant can be, but you know what? We're going to position our student athletes. I'm going to support our coaches and our staff to the best of my ability in working with partnerships with the university and the community to make sure that we have the resources possible to compete at a high level. Because here's a great thing. You know, we're in the Mid-American Conference, okay? MACtion. Okay, we hear that all the time. But what a great conference that's in part of the Group of Five, and the ability for us to compete at the high level in that conference, for the ability for us to win a MAC championship, and now the opportunity to go into the NCAA postseason. Talk to our kids. Talk to our kids right now who experienced the NCAA postseason in men's basketball and women's basketball, and also the other sports that had the opportunity to do that. It's a phenomenal experience. And again, it's something that they're always going to remember. So we're going to expect to win championships here at the University of Buffalo. So you roll all three of those together: academic excellence, okay, the social development piece, all right, and then also the competitive success. You know, what you have now is you've hopefully, and I believe it's more than hopefully, you've put together a first-class collegiate experience. I didn't say athletics experience, a first-class collegiate experience for our student athletes. So, Mark, what does that mean? Once they go across that stage and they graduate and they have their diploma in hand, here's the deal. Now they become involved alum, okay? They become alumni that want to give back any way they can. It doesn't have to be financially. It can be however they want to give back to the community. I'm sorry, to the university, to make this university grow. And so for us to be able to have those involved alumni through our deal, making sure they have a first-class collegiate experience, is beneficial for everybody involved, not just athletic department, not just the university, but the great community of Buffalo as well. Why Buffalo? You know, I have this note here, why Buffalo? It's easy. Why not? Okay? Why not? we're in a great place. The foundation has been laid here. The trajectory continues to send the right way, which I'm so excited about. I'm so excited about where we're at. You know, the next piece of this is being able to stabilize, you know, have some stability in this role here of athletic director. Have some stability so there's a familiar face that people see. There's a familiar face that people know is going to be transparent with them. There's a familiar face that knows it's going to be at the highest, most communication when it comes to communicate how we operate and how we do things. And there's going to be a person that's here to be a sounding board. You know, my first, days, weeks, months, I'm going to be learning, okay? I'm going to be visiting with a lot of people. You know, I want to know more, you know, about this place. You know, at the same time, I want to be able to solve some problems that are out there as well, solve some misperceptions that might be out there. So I'm very excited. So again, why Buffalo? Why not? This is a great university and an outstanding community that this athletic department, you know, I watched that game against Arizona. I watched that game Monday night against Florida State. And I tell you what, I love seeing that logo on that ticker. You know, I love seeing that logo on ESPN. You know, people see that logo and people are going to know who we are. So that's what the excitement is. Well, I tell you, I probably spoke too long enough. I know there's a send-off here for our women's basketball program. And again, you know, I can't tell you the excitement that my family, my wife, my kids have. I can't tell you just the amount of text messages, the amount of social media hits of people nationally have congratulated me on this and said, you know, how much of a great place this is. And for me, that was key in talking with Kate. It was key for me to be in a community, okay, in a community where we can raise, you know, our four young kids. And I had that stability when I was a young kid growing up in Kansas City. I just told this to John. You know, I first moved into our house when I was 3 years old, okay, 3 years old. You know, my parents sold that house when I was 40, okay, 37 years of being in the same house. But what that meant for me is that gave me a great foundation. Okay, that gave me the opportunity to always come back home when I was in college. Also gave me the opportunity to stay at home after college for about a year. Okay, so you know, once I did that, you know, it was something that when they moved and dad
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.